Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Pamela N. Danziger is the founder of Unity Marketing, which is makes her she's an outstanding marketing consultant, I should say, that specializes in what consumers are thinking. What are they doing, especially on the luxury side? She's the author of the book called Shopping. That's the title of it, Just Shopping, and the subtitle is Why We Love It. Also, another book is called Why People Buy Things They Don't Need. And Pam, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's good to be here on Black Friday.
Yeah, Black Friday. You know, I was just telling the audience, I was telling the ladies out there, I would never buy something I don't need. I mean, I would never buy another 3-wood, even though I already have one. I would never do that.
Right. Well, you know, this year is going to be the season where people buy things that they need, and they really will be putting things that they don't need on hold, I mean, in terms of purchases and gift purchases, except I think today, because I think, you know, today is going to be a crazy day because everybody is out there looking for the best deals, and they're going to get them. I mean, last night we were coming back from a Thanksgiving dinner that we were able to enjoy and drove by the Toys R Us store at about 11:30 last night. And, you know, they were opening at 12 o'clock.
Wow.
The parking lot was so... I've never seen...
Not 4 o'clock, but midnight.
Yeah, it was midnight.
Unbelievable.
And the parking lot was full. I mean, it's the Toys R Us sits next to three other stores. And guess what? The parking lot for those three other stores, which were not going to be open, was packed.
Wow.
So people, you know, this year is really tough. People are really watching their pennies, and today is going to be an especially good day for people to get bargains.
Well, I'll tell you something. I don't need anything that bad.
Oh, no.
I don't need anything that bad. I mean, I don't need to go save to stand in line for 6 hours to save $2. I'm just not going to do it. Even to save $10, I'm not going to do that. But I do have members of my family who like to do that, so I let them do it. But
yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's you know, for some people, it really is not.
It's a sport, isn't it?
It's a necessity this year. Because, I mean, unemployment's at 10%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I get that. No, I completely understand. I mean, people who are unemployed or are underemployed. I mean, there's so much pain out there. No, I'm not minimizing that at all. I agree with you. There are people out there that kids still going to want Christmas, and if they can make their dollars that they have go further, that makes a lot of sense to me. But do you think, how much do you think of what we're seeing is, and never mind the toys. Nobody has to have toys. But do you think there's some pent-up demand that's going to come out this holiday?
You know, it's hard for me to assess, because I think people have really, they've ratcheted down their expectations.
Right.
They are really, I mean, the only way to put it is they're spooked. They're spooked about, I mean, if they still have a job at the end of this year, they're worried about what's going to come next year, because the Fed just said that unemployment is going to remain elevated through 2012. So we're not talking about, you know, this thing isn't going to be over.
Let me tell you a couple of statistics that go together in an ironic form, in a contradictory form. As you said, unemployment is up, it's going to stay up. At the same time, national productivity is up. That means that businesses are not hurting that bad from not having those workers. That means they're not going to be brought back anyway soon.
Right.
Those are some scary statistics. So you're exactly right. And everybody, even people who have jobs, know people who don't.
Right, exactly.
And that's a frightening thing. So what's going to happen this holiday?
Well, I mean, you know, one of the things that people always look to for Black Friday, they've looked to Black Friday as being, you know, sort of like the way they measure what's going to happen through the rest of the season. It's been pretty accurate.
The economists looking at it.
Yeah, the economists and, you know, the store managers and store, you know, the executives running the big chains. But this year, I think it's going to be very different. I think this year we're going to see a lot of people shopping on Black Friday. I mean, I don't know whether they're going to make profit because the prices are so low.
Right.
And they're doing everything they can to get shoppers in the store. And I think we're going to see shopping up, you know, mm-hmm. participation in it up. But I don't think it's going to be indicative of what's going to happen. I mean, people are still going to be holding very tightly. They're going to be watching their money.
Well, there's
not
going
to put this stuff on credit cards and go into the new
because
year.
Because they don't have the credit's not available. Number one, they don't want to do it. Americans are deleveraging like crazy. Number two, the credit lines are not out there like they were 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. So we're really looking at just the word we're using. I mean, a lot of people are using, and is a new normal, and that's what we're looking at—a new normal. People, and it's going to be easier, I think, for marketers that target the lower income or middle income households, the
Walmart's doing well, isn't it?
The Kmart's of the world to adjust. It's going to be extremely difficult for the luxury marketers to adjust.
Is that what you're seeing with the luxuries? Are they having a tough time right now?
Oh, it's a very, very difficult time. And I think the biggest part is that they just have not yet, integrated the new reality into their business.
So you're saying that they haven't got religion about this yet, and realize that they've got to I've got to rethink what my stuff is worth.
Exactly. I mean, the brands in particular. I think that the retailers have done it. I mean, Neiman Marcus and Saks Fifth Avenue have had a very, very difficult time this last year. So they are now they are making noise about lowering their price points. With what they're calling opening price points.
Right.
So instead of starting a product line with a $1,000 handbag, now they're having lower price points to $700.
Really? All the way down to $700, huh?
Maybe they're going to need to come down to $500 is what I say.
Yeah, I don't have any handbags under $1,000 myself.
Yeah.
But there's another issue for the luxury folks. If they bring their prices down, some people... the people who were going to do business with them anyway probably have enough money to have done business with them. There are people out there who are not hurting right now.
Exactly.
But the masses might not. There are masses out there who don't feel comfortable in Bloomies.
Yeah.
Or in some of the fancier places.
Right. I mean, it's true, and it's just going to be a new normal. It's where they're going to have to really go back to targeting just the affluent consumers. But what that'll mean is that they aren't going to be getting the growth like they did.
That's right. Yeah.
So it's
the
just,
new
it's,
normal stinks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But you know what?
Well,
it's got to be back to reality.
And I'll tell you, it's that way. It's that way across Main Street. I mean, the small retailers, the restaurants, the small businesses out there, everybody's having a tough time right now. I say everybody, most everybody. Some people are not, and they're kind of the outliers. 20 after, right back with Pam Danziger. After these messages, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back. One of my favorite blues. Actually, my favorite blues man, Robert Cray. Bringing us back 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And lots of stuff there to help you with your small business. It's all free. Just show up and check it out. Use it to your advantage. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Pam Danziger is with us, folks. Pamela N. Danziger, D-A-N-Z-I-G-E-R. She's the author of a number of books on why we do what we do with our money as consumers, and including the new book's called Shopping, right, Pam?
That's a new book, but I'm working on my fourth now.
All right.
It's called Putting the Lux Back in Luxury. So it's going to be looking at that luxury market.
Is that a futuristic book, Pam?
Well, no. No, it's an advice book. It's written for people to understand... Because the affluent, luxury has become a dirty word. And the reason I look at the affluent is that they represent about 20% of the households in the country, yet they make up 40% of the spending. So they're the heavy lifters from the consumer point of view.
Right.
And everybody, when I say affluent, people don't understand that it's just upper middle class.
Do you think the affluent feel guilty about if they actually are still able to spend money? Do you think they're feeling guilty about it?
I don't think that they feel particularly guilty about it. I think, though, that they are just ratcheting down what they need and what their expectations are. I mean, it really is
this
kind of a
pall has been cast across our country. Is that what you're saying?
It certainly has. And, you know, I mean, the simple fact is buying more stuff isn't going to make you happy. And the older you get, the more you begin to realize
You know, I like what you just said, because how many times in my audience, they're rolling their eyes right now, Pam, because they know what I'm about to say.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have they heard me say, if you can't be happy without money and stuff, you won't be happy with money and stuff?
It's true.
Happiness has not got anything to do with money and stuff. It's about your ability just to be, you know, be happy in your own skin and the world around you. So here's my question. Do you think that I'm going around trying to find the silver linings in all this, and I found a few.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them I'm curious about, and I'd like your opinion on. Is one of the silver linings in all this that Americans finally get back in touch with what's important in life? Is that possible?
Well, I think that that's what we all are searching for. I mean, it's, you know, when I think about it, I talk about the quality of life, not the quantity of stuff you own. And you know, one of the things that got us into a whole lot of trouble as a culture is the focus on size of our homes. More square footage,
right?
You know, was what everybody desired, and now the size of homes is coming back down. Because, I mean, I don't know about you, but my home's plenty big, and it's enough to clean, and you know, it's only about 2,500 square feet.
Right, right.
We're not living in a 4,000-5,000 square foot house.
It's right,
plenty big, and you know, you don't want to heat it, you don't want to clean it, you don't want to furnish it.
Mm-hmm.
And there, I mean, even in our little house, we have rooms that we don't really use that much.
Right.
So I think we really are adjusting.
So you think there's going to be an adjustment in the way homes are built in the future?
Oh, there's no question about
uh-huh.
it. There's no question.
Interesting.
And again, there was a book called the Not So Big House, and we used that as our guide in building our home. So it was really a matter of, you know, choosing what you really needed to do with it, what you really valued. And
right.
that's what these kind of tight economic times call us
mm-hmm.
to do. It's like, where are your values? And you find your values, you know, are, again, it's not in going to the store.
Well, I'll tell you what we did this week, now that you bring all that up. My wife's family have said, okay, give us your list. And we called them the other night, and we said, here's what we want you to do for us. We have a lot of stuff, and we have more than we need. We don't need anything else. Find a family, and on Christmas Day, just tell us what you did for that family.
Right.
That's what we want.
Well,
They said, okay, now that's still going to involve some shopping. It's just that it's going to be given to people who need it instead of me.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, again, I don't want anything, and I know my husband doesn't want anything, because we buy everything we want
Did you ever see the television show Mad Men?
Yes, I have watched that.
That's a great show, and one of the lead characters, he was an imperfect guy, and he had some dalliances, and he was with this one woman, young woman, and she said to him, you have everything, and so much of it. I'll never forget her saying it. She said, you have everything, and then so much of it.
Right.
And how many of us are like that? You know, how many of us look around? I mean, it upsets me mm-hmm. to sit there at Christmas and receive gifts from people, and it's things that I don't need, that I know they spent money on, and all I can do is think about people who maybe some child who doesn't have milk today.
That's right.
I really hope that one of the things that can happen from all this, Pam, is that we realize in America what's really important, mm-hmm. and me getting another dozen golf balls is not important.
Right, right. But at this, you know, at the same time, our economy, you know, needs us to spend money. Our economy
is based on consumer
culture.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's we've really got to kind of find the balance. That's why, you know, I'm really looking and encouraging my clients to really start to think about innovation.
Yeah.
And really, how can they change themselves? I mean, respond. I mean, they need
When you come back next time, can we talk about that?
Oh, let's do it.
Let's do that. Let's plan that real soon. Pamela Danziger, thanks for being here. Good job.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Pam
happy
Danziger,
holidays
folks.
To you.
The new book is called Shopping. She'll be back another day, I promise. I'm going to take a quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.